from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Wednesday that North Korea risks annihilation if it starts a war, and told Pyongyang it must end its pursuit of nuclear weaponry. In a statement, Mattis said North Korea, quote, should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. He said the reclusive communist nation must choose to stop isolating itself and stand down in pursuit of its nuclear weapons. He warned that the U.S. and its allies now possess the most precise, rehearsed, and robust defensive and offensive capabilities on Earth. He said any North Korean military operation, quote, will continue to be grossly overmatched by ours and would lose any arms race or conflict it initiates. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who has negotiated with North Korean leaders for years, says they want direct talks with the U.S.
Whenever I talk to the North Koreans, they want to make deals with us. They don't want other intermediaries in the region. They think that we, the U.S. and North Korea, are the major powers. So it's an ego thing with them. And we should be prepared to engage them in some capacity on a deal that involves them tamping down their ballistic missile activity, their nuclear activity, in exchange for a dialogue that might lead to an understanding, a containment of some kind. That's the best we're going to be able to do.
In an early morning Twitter comment on Wednesday, President Trump said his first order as president when he took office in January was to, quote, renovate and modernize our nuclear arsenal. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. North Korea has released a Canadian pastor who had been serving a life sentence since 2015 over allegations of crimes against the state. North Korean state media reported that Hyun Soo Lim was freed after a Canadian delegation traveled to Pyongyang seeking his release. Lim is a Christian missionary, that is, who was working in North Korea. He was on a humanitarian mission when he was detained. The Trump administration imposed sanctions Thursday on eight more individuals in Venezuela, including the brother of the late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. The sanctions freeze any assets the individuals may have in the U.S. and prevent Americans from doing business with the Venezuelans. The penalties focus on current or former Venezuelan government officials and accused by the U.S. of supporting President Nicolas Maduro's creation of a constituent assembly. The assembly has been given the job of rewriting Venezuela's constitution in what the United States has said was an attempt by Maduro to solidify his power. China on Wednesday evacuated nearly 60,000 people in its mountainous southwest after a strong earthquake killed at least 19 people, rattling a region where memories of a 2008 seismic disaster remain fresh. The 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck Sichuan province late on Tuesday, tearing cracks in mountain highways, triggering landslides, damaging buildings, and sending panicked residents and tourists fleeing into the open. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents raided the home of President Trump's former campaign chief in the pre-dawn hours late last month, intensifying their probe of Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The raid in the home of Paul Manafort, a longtime Republican political operative who has had deep financial ties to Russia and Ukraine, occurred just outside Washington in suburban Virginia and without warning. Aides to the 68-year-old Manafort confirmed on Wednesday that federal agents executed a search warrant on July 26th, seizing documents and other materials. And Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif held a rally Wednesday to demonstrate political power just days after the country's highest court disqualified him from holding office for concealing his assets. Critics are questioning an action that they say defies the rule of law and, quote, demonizes the Supreme Court. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.